Hello everyone, this is Black Wall Street Chronicles, and we're back at it again. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about Kanye West and why the White Lives Matter t-shirt is a lie. But before we get started, I have a few announcements. I'm monetized on YouTube, and if you like my content, I want you to pay for one of my YouTube membership badges. For those who's listening on audio, my podcast on audio on Apple and Spotify, and make sure that you go to my YouTube page, which is Payne308TV. That's Payne308TV. And after this quick break, we're going to get right to the show. White Lives Matter is a lie, and on this episode of Black Wall Street Chronicle, I will expose it. Also, Kanye West has been wrapped up in a controversy because of his anti-black, anti-Semitic comments, and I will talk about him, and also I will talk about what really happened during the Holocaust. Now, the reason why I'm doing this is because I'm tired of black celebrities getting in trouble, because they don't know what happened during the Holocaust. Black Americans are not told correct information about the Holocaust, so I will state the time of history of what happened in Germany. In the 1930s, and then finally I will give my thoughts on the whole situation on what I feel about Kanye West getting kicked out of a bank. Now, here's what happens to the Jewish people in Nazi Germany. Yeah, so in 1933, Adolf Hitler came into power, and he was the head of the Nazi party. And for 2 years, from 1933 to 1935, they had very anti-Semitic propaganda to the Jewish community. I'm going to tell you what the anti-Semitism was right now. First, there was a Nazi propaganda newspaper that was called, and excuse my pronunciation, Der Stürmer. It was a newspaper published by Julius Streicher, and it told Americans that Jews kidnapped small children before Passover because Jews need the blood of a Christian child, maybe to mix their Messiah. Which sounds anti-Semitic and weird as heck. There was a version published in Romania by Carl Leopold von Mahler. It showed Perseus films, cartoons, and flyers were seen throughout Germany, which attacked the Jewish community. One of the most infamous such films was The Internal Jew, directed by Fritz Hitler. A study finds that the Nazis' use of radio propaganda incited Semitic acts. Nazi radio was the most effective in places where anti-Semitism was historically high, but had a negative effect in places with historically low anti-Semitism. Adolf Hitler and Nazi propagandists play on Reichswehr and long-established German anti-Semitism. The Jews was blamed for things such as robbing the German people of their hard work while themselves avoiding physical labor. Hitler declared that the mission of the Nazi movement was to annihilate Jewish Bolshevism, was also called Cultural Bolshevism. Hitler said that the three voices of Jewish Marxism were democracy, pacifism, and internationalism, and the Jews were responsible for Bolshevism, communism, and Marxism. Joseph Goebbels in 1937, the great anti-Bolshevist exhibition declared that Bolshevism and Jewry were one and the same. At the 1935 Nazi Party Congress rally at Nuremberg, Goebbels declared that Bolshevism is the declaration of war by Jewish-led international subhumans against culture itself. That's anti-Semitism. The Nuremberg Code, the Nuremberg Laws, excuse me. The Nuremberg Laws. In 1935, anti-Semitic laws in Nazi Germany were introduced, known as the Nuremberg Laws. The laws excluded non-Aryans and political opponents of the Nazis from the civil service and any sexual relations and marriage between people classified as Aryan and non-Aryan. Jews, Romanians, blacks was prohibited as rechante or race defilement. The Nuremberg Laws was based on notions of racial purity and sought to prefer to serve the Aryan race, which were atop of the Nazi racial hierarchy and was said to be the Übermensch Hedvernock, and to teach the German nation how to view the Jews as subhumans. Disgusting. Yeah, so it's pretty much what happened in the Jew and to the Jewish community in Germany. They basically created the Nuremberg Code, the Nuremberg Laws, to take away Jewish rights and take away their property, and to put them in internment camps and concentration camps. And after they, first they went to the Warsaw ghettos, then they went to the concentration camps, and once they got to the concentration camps, unfortunately, they got gassed. So, just to give any entertainer, any up-and-coming entertainer who's black, a crash course of basically what happened in Nazi Germany. 6 million Jewish people died, 200,000 gypsies, and so forth. Really bad. So, if you're using any anti-Semitic talking points saying that, oh, they own the propaganda, oh, the Jews own the propaganda, they own the banks, that is anti-Semitic conspiracy theory, and you need to stop or you're going to end up like Kanye West and getting kicked out of a bank. Now, let's talk about the White Lives Matter t-shirt, right? So, who created the White Lives Matter t-shirt? Well, let me look her up here. Jordan music. White Lives Matter is a phrase that began in 2015 in response to the Black Lives Matter social justice movement, which was established to protest against police brutality against African Americans and garners considerable publicity. 2014 protests in Ferguson, Missouri, following the shooting death of Michael Brown at the hands of a Ferguson police officer. Proponents of the White Lives Matter phrase group Black Lives Matter as a black supremacist organization. The Aryan Renaissance Society, a white supremacist organization, other related racist groups began to promote the use of the phrase since 2015. Within the year, the term was used by the Ku Klux Klan. In August 2016, the Southern Poverty Law Center added White Lives Matter to its list of hate groups and considers it a neo-Nazi group. The White Lives Matter slogan was chanted by alt-right protesters during the 2017 Unite the Right Valley in Charlottesville, Virginia. On October 28, 2017, numerous White Lives Matter rallies broke out in Tennessee, dominated in Shelbyville. Particularly, protesters justified their movement in response to the increasing number of immigrants and refugees to the Middle Tennessee. The group has also been active in the United Kingdom. On June 22, 2020, as players with Black Lives Matter printed on their shirts in the place of their teams, were taking a knee kick to a Burnley FC away match to Manchester, New York City. A plane flew over Etihad Stadium carrying the banner White Lives Matter Burnley. The pilot and his wife have both been fired from their workplaces and their employers discovered history of racist social media posts. Later in the month, White Lives Matter slogan was etched in the Park Hill hillside in Bedworth, England. Police were treating it as a racially activated criminal damage and a hate crime. We're aware the footage on social media appeared to show someone in clothing resembling the Ku Klux Klan outfit at the same site. Oh, man. Not good. So, White Lives Matter is a lie. And let me tell you why it's a lie, right? So, if you really think white lives matter, why did you allow Harvey Weinstein to harm those women? If you really think white lives matter, why are you allowing Prince Andrew get away for what he did to the woman? And what he did to a young woman. If white lives really matter, you actually would care about the poor white citizens. But you don't care about the poor white citizens either. You don't care about black people. You don't care about white people. The only reason why you cared about that, because you're looking to take away our voice. Now, let's talk about how Kanye West got kicked out of a bank and why I believe these guys up top are going a little too far, and here's why. In the last 22 years, there's been so many corrupt white men who needed to be in jail for the unethical things that they did, in Hollywood and Washington, D.C., and Wall Street. Right, so, you know, you people who made that White Lives Matter shirt, you actually don't care about white lives. You care about deflecting the black person's struggle. So, Kanye West is really going through it, and people have mixed feelings about it. Like we know that this is a shakedown. You know they're having a burn the witch mentality when it comes to Kanye West, because Kanye West has so much power, and he's black. But it does not excuse be racist and anti-Semitic things that he said. Now, what did he say that was racist? Well, he's saying that George Floyd did not die because of he got a knee on his neck. He died because of fentanyl, which is a lie. It's been proven to be a lie in a court of law. And now he's being sued by George Floyd's girlfriend for $250 million, all because he wants to run his little conspiracy theory mouth. He's imploding. He's losing everything. It's a shame. Yeah, if white lives really did matter, y'all would have stopped Harvey Weinstein for assaulting all of those women in Hollywood. If white lives really did matter, you would have stopped Bernie Madoff for robbing people. If white lives really do matter, you would have stopped Joe Biden. Not helping the poor, like none of you politicians are helping the poor white man and white woman. You know, you're lying to the poor white man and poor white woman and giving them the lie of supremacy. And because you make them feel superior, you're able to extort, you're able to grift, and you're able to take money for them because you got them focusing on black people and we're not even doing anything wrong. But to be kicked out of a bank, I don't know, man. I don't know. There's people that done more corrupt things than Kanye West. For him to get kicked out of a bank. Well, this is basically the end of this podcast. In closing, I will say that the reason why Kanye West is in trouble, because he's listening to a group of people and he's identifying with a group of people that has nothing to lose. But you have everything to lose, Kanye West. You're one of the richest entertainers in history. People saying that you just is rich or even more rich than Michael Jackson. Kanye West, I wish you well, if you are listening, and you'll be all right. This is Jeffrey Frazier of Black Wall Street Chronicles, and I'm signing off.